Welcome to Yakka Audios. Internet search strategies for journalists, aka computer-assisted reporting. Whether you are covering a story, writing a feature, editing someone's copy or doing background research, the internet can provide masses of detailed background. It will also help you find new ideas and new contacts, if you know where to look. But few journalists have been trained in how to work online. This training is aimed at offering journalists the basics of utilizing the internet for better reporting. How to find out more about a story using the internet. Remember the internet presence. More sources search names, officials or experts, including particular data. Has a wider geographical range, wider, World Wide Web. Direct access, the time you want the info you search and get it from anywhere you are with an internet connection as opposed to a library. Multimedia, you can search for audio / video / graphics, maps to help add more info and life to your story. By now, many of you know that you can easily search for what you want in Google, the leading search engine. Details on search engines provided later. You put your search term in the search box and hit search and you will get many results from which to choose the most relevant. But remember that Google indexes about 10 billion pages, but that is 20% of the information on the web. Databases provide more data but are not accessed easily by search engines. How do you find databases? Utilize institutional approach for searching. For human rights stories as an example, the UN, Human Rights Watch, CIA Fact Handbook, etc. These organizations keep compiling on HR issues. Go to their websites and search for the information you want. Find leading media, BBC, Economist, NewVision.co.uk, and subscribe to RSS feed. Search news site, newspaper, archives, on their website search. Search the web with Google. Important tips for web search. The trick to efficient web searches is to choose your search keywords and phrases with enough precision to exclude the masses of results that are irrelevant to what you are interested in. Set your preferences to return the maximum results. The Google page has a link marked Preferences. This allows you to set some search preferences, to search only English language pages, for instance, but the most useful preference to change is the number of results shown for each search. The default setting is for 10 results, which means you have to refresh the page each time to get the next 10. Set preferences for the maximum 100 results, which allows you to scan much bigger chunks of data to see if it is relevant. Keywords provide a simple way of narrowing down your focus, but, often, keywords alone are not enough. Say you are looking for John Smith. Simply typing in John and Smith in the search bar is going to give you every document where both of those names appear, hundreds of thousands of documents. To avoid drowning, you will need to find relatively unique features that identify the John Smith you are looking for. Use quotation marks. John Smith will return only those results where the words appear together. If you have a middle name, you can add that, for example, John Sylvester Smith. You can combine options using the OR command written in capitals, which Google uses to distinguish from the word OR. John Sylvester Smith or John S. Smith or J.S. Smith. Add facts that you know or suspect. Say the John Smith you are interested in is alleged to be involved in drug smuggling and operates out of Zurich. You would add to your search bar, John Smith Zurich or perhaps John Smith Zurich drugs, which would return only pages where all those words occur. Country-specific searches. You may not be certain that Smith operates out of Zurich, but you are sure he is based in Switzerland. Using the site command, Google allows you to search only pages with a specific country domain designation. The Swiss domain designation is ch, while Uganda is. So you might type in the search bar, John Smith site :.ch, which would return all Swiss pages containing the name John Smith, or John Smith drugs site :.ch. The domain designation for South Africa is ZAN for Britain. UK not sure of the country designation? Google, domain by country. Organization specific searches. Many commercial websites end with .com, many NGOs, developmental organizations, science and activist groups and with org. So if you are researching wind turbines and want the companies, you might use windturbinesite.com. If you want to find criticism about wind turbines, you might use windturbinesite:.org. If you want data on activist groups in Uganda, you type windturbinesite.org. Use the net to find sources. Drug smuggler John Smith may never have appeared on the net in that context, as an accused drug smuggler, so the next best thing is to find an expert on the drug trade in Switzerland who might have heard of John Smith and be able to give you more information. Drug smuggling in Switzerland or drug smuggling site:.ch should give you access to newspaper or academic articles giving the names of such experts. You can then Google their names to find their telephone numbers or email addresses and make contact. Using Google Cache. Web pages change or are shut down. You may get a result on Google and find the page has gone. Then click on the cached link on the specific result. Google saves a copy of the pages that it catalogs as it searches the web, and that is the cached version, the snapshot of the page as it was when Google's computer looked at it. That copy is often still available long after the original page has disappeared from the net. This is very useful for tracking companies and individuals who have disappeared. They often still exist in caches. Use the internet's phone book. Nearly every country has an extensive telephone database, usually under the term white pages. Even many non-English speaking countries list white pages of their phone directories in English. So, for example, to try to look up John Smith's Swiss number, you would Google white pages site:.ch and find the sites that offer Swiss telephone directories. Generally, directories require that you specify at least the town, city as well as the name. This might not be as useful for Uganda until such a directory is put online. Download long articles for later reading. If you have limited opportunity to go online, then save pages that look useful for background research so you can go through them carefully later. Build up your own database in a structured, searchable way. When you save documents from the internet, or save transcripts of interviews or notes, do so in a way which will allow you to find information again easily, or your virtual desktop will end up like many journalists' actual desks, a vast, widely spread pile of assorted data where it is difficult to find anything at all, let alone quickly. There is a great free internet tool, called Google Desktop, that searches and lists your computer files for you. Simply key in John Smith and the tool will give you a list of all the files you have saved, even many years back under you can't remember what name, with John Smith in it. Look different source type, doc, XLS, PPT. Use Google News and create RSS feeds. Find institutions and their databases. Bloggers, using Technorati. Use Twitter. Tools for handling data from databases. Spreadsheet, Excel. Database, Access. Mapping GIS. There are several tools to help you. Calculations, averages. Graphs, bar, line, pie. Maps. Interactive graphs www.fao.org weblink. UNDP data by Gapminder www.gapminder.org weblink. Statplane at www.sacmec.org weblink. Remember, in journalism, graphs are analysis, not illustrations. Cooperation between programmers, design and journalists important. Aim at better journalism, better storytelling, informing public. What do you need? Knowledge about statistics. How to handle spreadsheets, graphs, maps. Interactivity using Flash or other visualization software z.g. Google Docs, docs.google.com or Google Fusion www.google.com weblink/home/. These are great and easy to use tools once you have a Google account. Verify the sources of the results before you just copy their content plus. Look closely at the URL to ensure it is genuine. Read the About and or Contact page to see whether site is dependable. See the telephone and email contacts provided. Are they dependable? E. duahost.com or www.alhost.com search to determine who owns the site. If it is from a social media pages, check the about, check their friends, their other posts, updates to see whether that is the kind of company or organization to depend on. Stephen C. Miller, an assistant to the technology editor at the New York Times, in 1997 came up with a strategy for evaluating internet information. The Freedom Forum Online initially posted his strategy for handy reference. Despite the proliferation in 2001 and 2002 of new web address endings, including biz, info and name, Miller's guide is still helpful as a starting point in thinking about the usefulness of specific types of web pages.